Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Friday.
Hello, Anne.
Hello. We haven't chatted so much beforehand. This is the kind of shit we talk about off air, but let's throw it on air today.
Why not?
I went to the eye doctor. It takes now like 4 months for me to get into my eye doctor, who I've had forever. I think it's your eye doctor also.
Yeah, it is.
So I have to go every year because I wear contacts. My eyes are very bad. I can't see far away and I can't see up close. So I have to give a little bit of the distance to be able to see up close with my bifocal lenses or whatever they are. So this time I said, you know, it's kind of bothering me. I can't really see far away. Jenny goes, well, you know, you have to give a little. And I said, I know, but I'm kind of sick of that. Is there something I can do?
Can't you just make me 2020?
Yes, I want it 2020. So he says, let's try this new thing I'm going to do with you. One of your eyes, you're going to see better close up. The other one, you're going to see better far away. And I'm like, yes, I'm ready for this. So I tried him on in his office and he's like, come outside. Let's see what you think. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was seeing an all new light.
Really?
You know, I was like, I love this. It's amazing. He said, okay, try it for 2 weeks. Let's not order anything yet. Just try it. So I leave and I'm like, okay, I am really enjoying this. I can really see clear far away. I get home and I start getting like, I don't know. Not feeling very good.
No.
So I said, it's just new. I need to take these out for a little bit. So then the next day, yesterday, I wore them. And I was doing a lot of computer work and I'm like, I can't fucking wear these. Oh, I was getting a headache. I felt horrible, like physically ill from these contacts. And I'm like, do I have to wait 2 weeks? Thank God I still had some of my other ones left. I finally called today. I said, he told me to try them for 2 weeks. I tried it for 2.5 days and I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So I can't see far away again. So,
well, I'm happy. Driving's not good. I can see far away and I passed my eye exam at the DMV.
They still give an eye exam? Wait, why'd you have to do that? You had to redo your whole thing? Did you have to take the test again?
No, thank God I didn't have to take a test. No, but I haven't been to the DMV, physically into a DMV since 2009, 15 years.
Ooh. Have you had the same picture for 15 years?
Yes. Yes.
I've had the same picture. I want a new one.
Well, the one before that we did, my daughter and I did in Palm Springs because we were all tan. And I go, let's just go to the DMV in Palm Springs. Why not? And the picture was fantastic.
Of course.
I don't know how this picture was, but I had an appointment. My daughter and I's birthdays are one day apart. We both had to go into the DMV.
Why?
I don't know. We got a letter saying you have to come
in. It's time.
It's time. So I go in with an appointment. Both of us have an appointment. And there's two lines, an appointment line and a non-appointment line. The non-appointment line was huge.
Out the door.
But they have one person taking
for the appointment
both.
Line? What?
For both. So they would take one person from this line, one person from that line. I couldn't believe. I mean,
how
it's
long were
typical.
You there?
Over an hour with an appointment. Then they give you a number. You have to go sit down. They call your number. You go back up into another line. The guy that's helping me, this is typical California DMV, right? He's got a backward baseball cap, sunglasses, and he's eating.
Wait. Sunglasses inside?
Inside.
Not transitional lenses?
No. And he's having a snack
while
he's helping me.
What?
Yeah. So then I go to him. He gives me some paperwork. I sign. I pay him, whatever. Go sit down again. Then I've got to go to a different line to go get my picture taken. But four different lines.
And you had an appointment.
Four different people. Over an hour and a half.
Well, that's like I told you, I was at the bank yesterday, literally just trying to get cash out. And I was in the line for 45 minutes at Golden One. 45 minutes. And people, you know, we're all talking in the line. This is ridiculous. What's going on here? And then you feel bad for the employees, but they have two fucking employees with a huge line.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I really thought about like
writing a letter.
Tier one letter. No, I thought, I feel like there could be a run on this bank because I felt a little bit like I can't even get in here to get a certain amount of cash, a little more than I need from the ATM.
It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. I was like, Mama, Papa, and Dollar. Wait, was it Papa Dollar and Mama Dollar? All right.
Are we
a bunch of Karens now? Oh, shit.
Old ladies complaining about the bank and the DMV. We're on a rant.
Shit. It's Friday.
It is Friday. All right. So what's going on? Oh, okay. I did want to say that Matthew Dunn, this guy that Rachel Levis is supposedly dating, but they're not exclusive, Anne. Mm-hmm. They're not exclusive. He's 32.
Okay. It's about right.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
I was
like
very curious.
So is that what they're saying? We're not exclusive. We're dating?
Not yet. They're not exclusive yet. They probably had one
Wait,
date.
But who said that?
I don't know. Some, you know, according to Rachel's, a spokesperson,
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Teresa and Jen.
It's complicated. So if you are interested, I suggest you go listen to what is Chrissy?
It's Chrissy Balls, but I think her podcast is The Balls Podcast, something like that. But she has, it's Melissa's Old Nose is the name of this account, and she was big on Twitter. It's a very strange world these people live in. Mm-hmm. But what I took away from this podcast, so you don't have to go listen if you don't want to, Jen paid this lady $1,000 for just like randomly at Christmas, here's $1,000.
Posting for her?
Just for friendship. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then this lady has a daughter. Jen gave this lady a stroller. They are paying off these content creators to post certain stories about other cast members to take the heat off Jen and Teresa. And actually, Teresa's slimy attorney is in on these meetings.
Well, he's kind of the puppet master. So he's handling everything. He knows legally what they can and can't do. They're, I guess they can, if it's posted, they can show it on the show.
If it's talked about.
If it's a post, it's, I think they can show the
post or something
on the actual show.
Right.
But they are, now who is surprised by this? They're manipulating everything behind the scenes. Teresa supposedly has had people on her payroll that she's been paying to write these stories.
And there's rumors
Melissa.
Of who these social media accounts are now. A lot of them we don't know, but there's a few that we do know. Don't know how true that is, but this lady in particular, Melissa's Old Nose, she said, I got paid for this stuff. And I'm just now realizing that I was conned and manipulated. Now,
I don't believe that.
No. I believe that she got sucked in to the world thinking she was really something, like, oh my God, these people like me. Teresa and Jen are my friends.
Well,
and they're not.
They had phone calls with Jen, with Teresa.
Yeah, they had powwows.
What is it?
It was another content creator.
And then there was another guy that was involved in it too. But yeah, they'd have calls and they'd plot and strategize and
bring out stories like the Fuda story.
Yeah.
Margaret's stories. All of these were generated by this attorney, Teresa and Jen.
And this pisses me off. If they go unscathed after all of this, it's really going to piss me off because they're ruining it for the viewers.
Have they finished filming?
I think so, yeah, because it's on Sunday.
So this lady said on this podcast that the first episode, she has seen screeners because she's one of the ones that Jen would send the screeners to. The first episode brings up a storyline that this lady brought out in social media and was told to bring out by Teresa and Jen and the attorney.
Well, they were looking, it sounded like they were looking for a storyline for Teresa separate from the Gorgas, separate from Melissa and Joe, because she did not want that to be her storyline. Mm-hmm. I think people, because probably people are sick of it.
I think also it gets the heat off her and Louie and they're all their shady business. So let's turn it on somebody else.
Right. God, it's just, none of us should be shocked by any of this because this is how low down and dirty these people are. But it's no different than Monica Garcia. It's similar.
She became a cast member.
But these two are cast members and they're manipulating everything behind the scenes.
Yeah, true. They're just not
make
putting
themselves
it out themselves.
Look good.
It's just so sickening. You're a fucking housewife. This is a reality show.
It's crazy.
Like, come on. Half the world doesn't know who the fuck you are. Get off your high horse. Like, it's so stupid.
I almost feel like, and I have no clue who masterminded this whole thing, but it smells like Jen Aydin.
You think so?
I thought it was happening even before she came on. I'm sure to some degree it was because that slimy lawyer that.
Yeah, that's been Teresa's lawyer forever.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Anyway, Mauricio purchased a condo.
Yeah.
I feel like a condo, like, couldn't he get a house?
Well, I think, well, he probably could, but maybe he didn't want to deal with like the maintenance and all that.
That's true.
But they have some pretty good luxury condos in
In LA. Apparently,
like, where would Matt it be? Damon has a condo in the same building for $8.6 million.
Oh, forget what I said.
Yeah.
Shit.
It could be like a whole freaking floor.
True. Where is it located?
It's in West Hollywood.
Oh, it's in West Hollywood? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, Mauricio, living your best life in West Hollywood.
I guess there was a video that he posted today with Sophia or Alexia, one of the two, just having a good old time in his bachelor pad.
Okay, did you hear Reza on Jeff Lewis Live yesterday?
Yes.
So, first of all, he's kind of a great guest. I don't love Reza as just like a person
in
general.
I don't either, but he seemed a little more humble this time, because usually he puffs himself up and it's really annoying.
No, but now he was very self-deprecating. Like, I don't know who the fuck I thought I was.
Yeah.
But here's what I love. So he's on the new show called The Goat, and he's on it with Jill Zarin as one of the other cast members. There's a few Bravo celebrities. Him and Jill, I think they were friends going in. They kind of get into it on the show. And then after the show, they thought they were okay. And then Reza watched some of the screeners and like, fuck her. She's a bitch to me and I won't be her friend anymore. So I kind of love that. He also was talking about when he was on Traitors and that they pretend to stay at the castle, which we knew they didn't, but they stay at like an airport hotel.
He said it was terrible.
He said the conditions were horrible.
He said the food was horrible.
He got paid nothing. He said something like tuna sandwiches with tons of mayonnaise. What?
It's kind of crazy.
And he found out later that Larsa and her boyfriend, when they were on the other Traitors, the second season, they got paid so much more. And he's like, what the fuck? I totally did that wrong.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, because if they didn't know how successful the show was going to be, now they know it's really successful. So we can afford to maybe pay more.
He was just on the wrong season, because he was on the first season where they had a few reality stars and the rest were normals.
Right. But he was also the first one to be kicked off, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
So then that probably had something to do
with it. Well, he did say that one of the people there was like, God, your shoes, that's more than my apartment or something like that, your pair of shoes. So they thought he had so much money. But that's what Reza was always very flashy with his jewelry, his clothes.
He did say he sold his house and it's an Airbnb and he moved to the house across the street.
Yeah. Did you know that his husband was an editor?
I knew he worked in the industry somewhere, but I didn't know exactly what he did.
So I think we can talk about our friend who's a big time editor, Rit. He has been working on the Nicole Simpson story.
Like, my husband just sent me something. It was like on Yahoo homepage.
I mean, this is a very big deal. It's coming out on the 30th anniversary of Nicole Brown Simpson's murder. This is about Nicole Brown Simpson, her as a person. Her sisters are in it. They interview lots of different people. We saw Faye Resnick was in it. So they don't focus on the trial as much as her life and the memory of her, you know, they haven't done that before. But our friend Rit is the editor, and I mean,
so proud.
It's so proud. It's like so well done. And God, he's good. Anyway, so that's coming out soon. I think in the middle of May. I can't remember the anniversary date is. And then him just dying is kind of wild.
Yeah, the timing of it all.
Should we talk about Vanderpump?
Yeah.
So we get a little more story about something about her.
Yeah.
Oh, this Penny chick. So Penny was talking to Lisa, sort of presenting that she was going to be partners with Katie and Ariana. And they're like, yeah, no. She was a paid employee and she would get 10% on the back end of the business, not a partner. And then what did Penny do? Say, well, I took over the licensing, or I got the DBA or whatever. I filed a name, license, whatever it is, for something about her.
Yeah, she registered the name or something. Why would she have to be 10% in the mix anyway? Wasn't she just helping them create the sandwiches?
I thought she was just helping with the menu and stuff. I didn't know that she was actually, I think she was going to run the restaurant.
Oh, maybe.
So she was going to, yeah, sure. What was the story about? Anne was going to be working at the restaurant now. People loved Anne, and now they're like, Anne's kind of annoying.
Yeah, too much Anne.
Also, she never met Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, I guess not.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess she was just Tom's assistant. Why would she be meeting Lisa?
So we heard that there were code violations. They had to destroy the patio area. The interior looks great.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking, they have like cloth chairs and stuff and cloth cushions on the benches and stuff. Mm-hmm. I go, those are just going to get destroyed. So filthy.
Mm, with sandwiches, like sandwich drippings
right to the dirt
and stuff.
Yeah.
With the sauces. Ew.
Yeah, it just seems like it's not going to be something.
It'll look pretty in the beginning.
Right. Maybe that's all they care about.
So Kyle Chan, it's his event in San Francisco that they all go to.
It was funny seeing him in San Francisco because it's just, we grew up.
Yeah. And it's so fucking cold, especially when they went. I remember we were talking about when we saw that they were going to be there and they went out on one of those boats. Those are horrible.
Oh my God. It was so rough.
Oh, so rough.
Ugh.
So Ariana brings her new boyfriend, fucking Lala. Like, well, why isn't he going to anything? Why does he have to? She's not gone the whole time. They can spend the weekend together in San Francisco. He can see one of their friends. She does her filming. She's clearly just there to be getting the paycheck, doing the filming.
Right.
Lala's so annoyed by it. And then when she goes to the room and he comes out, his hair is flowing and he's, hello, got his no shirt on and a towel wrapped around.
I like him.
He's cute.
He's very cute.
Very low key. She seems so giddy happy around him.
Well, because I think he's just easy.
Yeah. There's no
drama. There's
errors.
No drama.
Yeah. When Sandoval's mom came to watch him perform, did you see her face? It was kind of sweet. Sweet and sad.
She just big smile.
Oh, just staring at him like stars in her eyes.
My boy.
I know. You know, I'm trying to think as a parent, watching this whole thing go down the way it did and then showing up for him and watching him perform. Is there anywhere in your mind you're like, oh, fuck, how many people like him right now? Or I think at that point people were over throwing shit at him and yelling things.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if his mom was in the audience when that happened? That would be so embarrassing. No, he really takes his job seriously as a artist,
Performer. Why was Joe invited to San Francisco? And we haven't seen her yet.
No, like, I don't
understand. Why was she invited? Where is she?
I don't know.
Who'd she stay with?
I'm surprised because I didn't think she was a paid cast member.
Who invited her?
Schwartz?
No, did he?
I wouldn't think so.
The last they had spoken, he broke it off with her.
It was very weird. He made sure to say that, you know, they're platonic now. They're platonic.
Oh, yeah. They're so fucking awkward with each other. Did you see Heather McDonald at Lala's birthday dinner?
I was a little low-key embarrassed for her.
Me
because
too.
She's with all these young people, and
that's
there she
I
is,
felt.
Like, bopping her head, snapping her fingers, like...
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
She has no issue with it. She talked about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, so what? I was there. She's my friend. Big deal. But Lala had to call Sandoval on FaceTime and tell him he was not invited to her birthday party.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't invited and I'm still not inviting you.
Did you know Brock was raised Mormon?
No, I mean, not before
that
this.
That was surprising to me. I don't know why.
I just didn't know there was a lot of Mormons in Australia.
Because we've been there once.
I don't know any Mormons from Australia.
Well, come to think of it, I didn't notice any LDS churches around. I don't think I was looking.
Temples? I don't think they look.
Got the long, like the big point up. Up to the sky.
I didn't notice any churches at all. I thought they were all heathens in Australia. Just kidding.
What else happened? Oh, they were down at Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 39, all of the tourist attractions.
What about fucking Brock and talking to Ariana saying, you need to forgive. It's just not good for you. And she's like, forgiveness is an outdated therapy. Brock, you fucking idiot. And then she said, male rage seems to be okay, but female rage is unacceptable. And he's like, well, what are you talking about, male rage? I just don't even understand that. It's like,
are you kidding?
Brock, also, you've been one of those people. You've flown off the handle like all these other fucking guys. Look at Jax. He flies off the handle all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Like, fuck you.
I didn't appreciate that from him. I mean,
no.
Why? And it's true. Females can't rage.
No. Because then you're crazy and you need to get over it. It hurts you if you hold on to it. I don't care.
Schwartz proposes a one-night stand to Katie, but it sounded like it was just to
No, it was more
scroll
sitting in bed, scrolling.
Candy?
She said on Watch What Happens Live that that's more intimate to her than actually sleeping together. Like, that's a moment. Yeah. Sitting in silence on the bed.
But Dan, he ironed Ariana's clothes and laid them all out for her. So he seems very, very neat and
nurturing.
Yeah.
Actually cares about her, not himself, and how he looks.
Wow, what a switch. And then Sheena's conversation with Sandoval out on that rooftop. I mean, I liked everything she said.
She actually brought up really good points, and it seemed like he heard her. Like, for the first time, he's actually hearing, oh, now I sort of see a different perspective about Ariana, that even if they weren't in the best moment of their relationship, I mean, that's the excuse he's using, is that me and Ariana were going to break up. We were horrible together. They still made steps to spend the rest of their life together. They bought a house. They did therapy. Oh, and then she freezed her eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't doing that like on her own. She was doing it with him.
Because there was a future with him.
Right. So for him to finally, there was like a little bit of a light bulb. Like, he didn't get that before. Even if it wasn't going well, she still was working on it.
Right. And the fact that he exposed her private mental health information, which he didn't, he didn't get that either.
No. Like,
I still don't know.
She's really open about her mental health. That's such bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. It sounds like Vanderpump is taking the summer off from filming.
Yes.
Which is probably good because Sheena, not Sheena, Lala's going to have her baby. I'm not sure when she's due.
Now,
I'm going to say this
now,
summer.
They're saying they're taking some time off. Are they going to come back? That's going to be a big question. What will it look like if they come back? Will we be interested? I think what we've talked about is that at the reunion, I think Ariana's like, I'm done.
I don't know if she is done, though. Yeah. I feel like she's going to be filming Love Island. Lala's going to have a baby.
Yeah, but Lala's baby's not for a while.
I think it's a summer.
It already?
I thought so. And I feel like they rushed into filming this so quickly after Scandoval that they all need a break.
Yeah, they all need a break.
Because we don't want to hear about, they need to move on from Scandoval and come up with another storyline because we're
Do you think one of the storylines will be Tom and Tom moving in together?
I didn't think he would. I don't think he's moved in.
I don't think he does, but they're still talking about it. He's thinking about doing it. I think because he's living in that sad little apartment, this house seems really nice.
Now, they might for filming.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little show in itself. The two of them back together.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Sad little storyline, but is what it is.
Yeah, but I don't know how they're going to commingle Sandoval and Ariana because this year they were together, but not, well, they don't have to interact, I guess. But everything revolved around their relationship and the drama with their relationship. So I don't know that they need
Also, she can film with Katie in their sandwich shop that's opening the end of May.
Well, that's true.
Like what, May 22nd?
Yeah, May 22nd. Uh-huh.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
I liked them on Watch What Happens Live together. I think it's a true friendship. They really like each other. But I don't think Ariana and Sheena are friends.
No. And that poses another problem. Because if Lala and Sheena aren't friends with Ariana, where does that leave Ariana?
Mm-hmm. And even Katie.
Yeah. Because Katie's friends with Lala, but not really Sheena.
No. Remember Lala unfollowed them?
Oh, that's right.
I think Sheena and Katie, they did a commercial together. I mean, they'll do anything for the buck, though.
It was a paycheck.
All right, let's talk about the Valley.
Oh, this is so good.
There's so much drama on the Valley.
Well, Michelle and Jesse, so it opens with them talking about Kristen being a pathological liar.
And they won't go to anything that Kristen and Luke are at now.
Right, but Jesse thinks that this is just making that him and Michelle closer. Michelle's face said everything.
Oh, God.
She said nothing, but
it was dead.
Her body language was so checked out of this relationship.
The conversation afterwards when he said, you know, I think this is bringing us back together. This feels great. But there are some things like, you know, when you go out with your girls, you used to do all those boomerangs and the drinks and stuff. And you don't do that anymore. There's no pictures. Are you really out with the girls? And that's where my mind goes. I get really jealous. I'm like, oh, boy.
But she says she's been honest. Mm-hmm. And then turning the phone down, that she used to have a fit when he turned his phone face down, and now she turns her phone face down. You can just see the look on her eyes, or like, okay, I got it. How am I getting out of this?
Right.
This is not working. I am out of here mentally. I am so checked out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So we also find out that Janet quit her job when she got pregnant, and now she spends all of her time gossiping.
She does. And even her husband, Jason, thinks it's too much.
It's too much. I still like Janet. I think she sounds very mature, very smart, but she's a fucking gossip. Because we know, because Jax is like, what the fuck? She's worse than I am.
She was on Danny Pellegrino, and it was a good interview. And she kind of explains, she admits it. She's like, yeah, I am a gossip, but I'm not malicious, and I don't go digging into people's relationships to expose infidelity and all that. But do I like to kiki with my girls? Yeah.
Everybody does.
Of course.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yes.
So Kristen goes to the OBGYN because now she's worried she can't get pregnant because they've been trying for, I think she said 6 months. Mm-hmm. And she's fine. Nothing going on there.
This poor Luke.
They're still together.
But when he has a conversation with her, because everybody's talking about Kristen and the gossip and it has to stop. And Luke, Jax, and Jason get together and they have a conversation and they bring it out about, hey, Luke, your girlfriend is stirring up the shit. Like, she needs to be stopped.
And nobody wants to be around her anymore.
Nobody wants to be around her. Jason said they don't have to be Bonnie and Clyde. Clyde could have told Bonnie not to rob that bank. And it seems like Luke is just joining the bank heist at that point.
When he talked to Kristen, and he was like, can we go over here and talk on the couch? She's like, oh, shit. I mean, she's used to these conversations. How many of her boyfriends have had these with her?
Well, Luke says she says things. Kristen says things and doesn't remember saying them.
Right. In the heat of the moment. And then she goes, words are hard. She actually said that.
This has been communicated to her so often that she's just unaffected by it.
He even used an example of, I said this, you switched that around to this. And he said, do you see the difference? Yeah, I guess now that you say it that way, but, and he's like, no, but, you have to admit that you change the meaning when you change the story. Sometimes, then she's like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. He's like, I can't talk to you when you're like this.
She tries to
be like, oh, I'm sorry, everybody's against me. It's always, you know, this poor me. And he wasn't having it.
He wasn't. And I'm glad he spoke up. But yeah. Jax, of all people, tells Luke that Kristen is a known liar and that all of her boyfriends say she's a chronic liar. And then Luke tells Jax, you're a self-proclaimed pathological liar.
He's like, that was 10 years ago.
I've grown up. I started a business.
I have a child.
This is hysterical.
I have a house.
I did a deep dive on Jax's Studio City because I want to know who owns this place. And all I could find was that Jax and Brittany manage it. And there's three investors that are financially involved.
Jax isn't one of them. They don't manage that. They have managers.
I think manage, quote unquote, is making showing appearances. Up.
Yeah.
Come to the bar and the reviews are horrible.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, the food is not good.
Oh, no. But if you want to go watch the Valley, he'll be there.
He'll be there.
And then Shorts and Sandy's, they're doing the same thing. They're doing watch parties.
Well, I mean, it's smart from a business standpoint.
Sure.
Oh, and then poor Nia, she's struggling with her postpartum. She calls him baby blues. She can't quite get out postpartum depression. But it's so sad to watch. I just love her.
She's so real and raw. He's very sweet. A man is never going to understand.
No.
But they are buying a house.
Not in Santa Clarita?
Yeah. I mean, when they showed how far it is, he's like, yeah, we can afford that house. She's like, no. We want that house in the Valley.
That's by Magic Mountain, right? Santa Clarita?
It's way the fuck out there. It's where we got caught in the snow driving down there.
And then Jax and Brittany. So Jax tries to do something nice and he sets up this tantric sex thing at some lady's house in her bedroom, which is so weird. And Brittany says that they've had sex 2 times in the last year. And she's very self-conscious. She said her body has changed. She has stretch marks. She doesn't think Jax is attracted to her. Jax says he's busy with the bar, Doing what at the bar, Jax? Mm,
he's just
doing
showing what? Up. Well, at this point, the bar's not even open yet.
Right.
And he doesn't have any money invested in it. So what is he worried about?
He acts like he's building the bar.
But when they talk about having a child and she says, I want to have another one, he was honest. He said, I just don't want to do that right now. And she was like, you promised. See, this is my little problem with Brittany. Things can change. And I understand him being stressed right now. The business, the show, they don't know for sure if it's going to be good. In fact, we thought it would be horrible when we saw, you know, what they were doing.
Terrible trailer.
Yeah. What's his income? We don't know. Relying on her probably at this point for her Weight Watchers. Remember, she was making a lot of money.
Yeah, I think
more than him at some point.
Quite a bit with that Weight Watchers.
They have their child who it seems like he has special needs, which is stressful. And so he's like, I just can't do it right now. Like, I don't have it in me. And she's like, you promised. That's the part where I was like, oh, Brittany, just wait. I mean, like, that's not helping. This isn't going to save your marriage. She thinks if she becomes pregnant, it will save their marriage.
It never does.
Never.
Mm-mm. It just adds more stress.
But then he walks out of this because, I mean, I get both sides.
He's very impatient with her.
Yes.
And he gets told her emotional. She
can't cry. Right. You can't cry over this. Like, I can fucking cry over anything I damn well please. Now, did you hear, you know the show that he was on? He got kicked off pretty early.
Oh, House of Villains.
House of Villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I guess on House of Villains, he told them that he got a phone call that Brittany had a stroke.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
What the fuck? So apparently that's why she's so upset.
Janet actually talked about that because Janet is the one that took her to the hospital and she said, I'm not feeling right. I was dizzy or whatever. And she's like, I'll be okay, whatever. And Janet goes, no, let's just go to the emergency room now so they can do scans or whatever. Turns out she didn't have a stroke and it was totally fine. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't a stroke. And then he goes on House of Villains and tells
it.
People when he knew damn well
it wasn't
a stroke. This is the kind of bullshit that Jax does.
Right. But he would say, well, no, I meant, you know, that's what they told me was that she had a stroke and that's what I was dealing with. When he said that, I thought they were referring to the surgery she had done with the turned down mouth. I'm like, is he telling people that's because of a stroke?
Now that would have been something.
It was a medical procedure.
She had lipo on her chin.
But he's so embarrassed that he's saying she had a stroke. I mean, horrible.
But that's Jax. He just fabricates stories just for what? He's 40.
He's an adult 44. Now. He has a house. He has a child. He has a wife. Ugh. Oh, but he has a bar.
Does he?
Exactly.
The bar has his name, but that's about it.
Anyway, it's pretty fucking good. I mean, these people really open up their lives.
They 100% are going to have a season two.
Yes, but they just put out now. I just saw they're not going to have a reunion.
Oh, for sure?
Well, that's what I just saw today.
Okay, because when Janet was talking to Danny Pellegrino, she said it was unclear. So maybe that was recorded a couple days ago.
So people are saying, you know, who knows how much of this is true, but that they're not going to do a reunion because so much has happened that they'll just pick up the cameras, which would be better anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares about a reunion now? If you're going to have a season two, here you go.
We know everything that's happening. We know that Michelle and Jesse are divorcing.
Yeah,
we
I'd rather that... see all that on camera than just bring it up again.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Summer House.
House, it's getting good.
Oh, so how are you feeling about this Lindsay Carl now? I mean, for forever I was like, oh, you're so annoying, Lindsay. But Carl, this episode.
Carl, yeah, they filmed the reunion today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You know, Carl is just not a strong person. Mm-mm. He's so afraid of Lindsay and he hates confrontation, which I understand. But it's almost annoying the way that he cowers to her.
Yeah.
He's so scared of her.
I think at that point in his life, he was just afraid of everything. I think he was afraid of finding a job and not sticking with it because that would disappoint her. He's trying to be sober. That's difficult, I'm sure. So he feels so little and less than. And then you have to explain to her, I don't want to get married. Like, that's fucking scary.
It is scary, but he let it go way too long.
He tried. The first conversation in New York City was, oh, yeah, I met with mom and stepdad. And oh, yeah, they're excited. They're just a little worried about us. She's like, what do you mean? They're worried about me. I mean, she was pinpointing it. And then he was cowering. No, no, that, you know, because we've had a few fights. They just want to make sure we're doing the right thing. She's like, me? Because of me? So she was already feeling like, oh, shit, what were they talking about?
Yeah, were they talking about me?
Yes, which they were. Then they go to the shower and she brings it up to
his mom.
His mom. And, oh, boy, well, that was uncomfortable.
Well, his mom's a little, she's a little weird.
What way?
Well, just the way that she interacts. And then she said at the very end of the shower, she said, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I'm so happy. I'm gonna have you as my mother-in-law. You're gonna be a great mother-in-law. And she says something like, "Well, Workus, what was her name?
Yeah, one of the twins,
Workus twins
from the first season who Carl dated.
Carl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she thought I would make a really good mother-in-law too. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Lindsay goes, who? Like as a joke.
Why would she say Lauren Workus?
I do think that Carl's mom has a few tics, maybe, you know, a little, you know what I mean? Like a little uncomfortable.
Twitch.
she's not
a little awkward.
She's a little awkward. And when she was sitting there listening to Lindsay talk to her, Lindsay's stepmom, which is a weird, like, I didn't know she even was close to a stepmom.
No, we haven't heard anything about a stepmom.
It was always her aunt that she was close to. Mm-hmm. It was awkward because the mother knew that Carl should not be marrying this girl. And here I am celebrating a wedding shower with
her. Well, yeah, but also because Lindsay asked her about it. Like, I understand you had a conversation. Oh, so, no, everything is great. We're so happy. We're going to be so happy
well,
to
no,
have
that's
you as a daughter-in-law.
Well, no, that's where I thought that's how you would react. First of all, you're shocked that you don't know how much she knows or how much Carl told her that you said.
Right. And also, you don't know. Maybe she didn't know at that point Carl was going to pull the plug on the whole thing.
Exactly.
So you have to kind of.
And it's all awkward. And so she was like, we're just concerned because you guys have gone through a lot. We want to make sure for both of you. We love both of you. We want to make sure you're making the right choice. But you could tell the mom was like, fuck. How much does she know? Now, later on, Carl realizes because of the cameras, which was great, the fourth wall, he's going to have to tell Lindsay the real conversation. That what happened with his mom and stepdad.
When he was talking to Kyle and Amanda?
Yeah. And they showed the cameras. Here's the other thing. Lindsay would not have seen any of this for quite a long period of time.
They would have been done and over with.
So why did you have to say it? Was this the excuse to cancel the wedding? Was he using this as, you know, more ammunition to cancel the wedding?
Could be.
She said, remember Lindsay said early on, I think his parents had a lot to do with it. His mom and his stepdad had a lot to do with it.
Well, according to Carl, though, what his parents say had no impact on his decision.
No.
That's what he told Amanda and Kyle.
Right. What we're seeing right here, he's so afraid. He wants to break it off so bad. But him and Lindsay were very good friends. They were best friends, you know. That's what they said before they got married.
Well, yeah, but best friends don't necessarily make good
partners. Right. But it's your friend and you can talk to them about anything, but not Lindsay. I mean, at this point, he's like, I've gone too far. I can't take it back now.
Well, apparently after the shower, 2 weeks after is when he broke it off.
Yeah, I remember seeing those shower pictures and I thought they looked so happy. However, when he came in, she was just like, hey.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem that happy with him. She just wants to get married at that point.
For sure. She has so many problems with him, with his career, with his, you know, whatever. She has so many problems.
Well, she told his mom that it's really hard being with someone who's an addict and going through recovery. Okay. Well, why are you proceeding? Why are you rushing this? There's no reason to rush it.
It's on both of them because the writing was on the wall. Unless she's completely blind, she knew all the issues that they were having. If you're having sex, like, what did she say? Once every 2 months or once a month or something like that. Now, Danielle was on Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch?
I didn't see it.
And Andy asked her, were you surprised at how infrequently Lindsay and Carl were having sex? And Danielle said, no, because I dated him.
Oh.
And it wasn't a lot then.
Interesting.
So I still say Carl has some issues that he needs to work through.
What are those issues?
I think he's struggling with who he is.
Okay. I was just going to see what you say there.
He's struggling with his identity.
The fact of the matter is he was a little wimpy. He's afraid of her. They weren't good together. They weren't going to be good together. They would have broken up soon. He wasn't ready for anything, and she wanted to have a baby right away.
Wait, isn't Carl the one that admitted to letting some guy give him a BJ?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the guy from the first season, the gay housemate.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it wasn't him. He told him about it.
Okay.
He was the one that brought up the story. He told him about it, like one of his drunken nights.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of forgot about that.
Wes got a job offer.
That was exciting.
That was very exciting.
The way that Sierra was waiting for Wes and so excited, he plays it so fucking cool.
He does, but I still don't understand what's happening. Like, she's so excited to see him. She likes him so much. They've been going back and forth for, what, 6 weeks or something now?
I think so.
But yet she won't sleep with him. Like, no. She's not.
Or
what's missing?
Forget about even sleeping. Well, they said, are you talking to other people? Or are you and Sierra exclusive? And he's like, well, no. I mean, I wouldn't really become exclusive with somebody who I wasn't sleeping with.
Makes sense.
Understandable. Yeah. So he was being very honest. He said he hasn't been out with anybody, but he texts. I think there's nothing wrong with that. We don't see them have that conversation, but I'm sure that's what she's pissed off about. But it's like, you're giving him nothing.
But also, Wes, and I don't know if it's his place to do that, but they need to have a conversation. Like, what are we doing? This? What yeah. is this? Is it just a summer fling?
I feel
fling?
Like he kind of tried to, but it just...
She wasn't... Yeah. I mean, because the way that she gets so excited to see him.
Oh, this episode
in particular.
And Sierra
doesn't get excited about
nothing.
Guys.
No, she's been burned too many times. Going back to that fourth wall conversation when Amanda said, yeah, because of the cameras, I had to tell my parents that Kyle cheated on me.
That's a hard conversation to have.
I think it would be very difficult. I don't know. I don't know if I could be with a cheater or stay with. So I don't know if somebody cheated on me, if I told anybody else, I wouldn't be with him because I don't think I could.
No, because like, then you've got that, you know,
yeah.
plastered on your forehead. Like, oh, yeah,
she's with the cheater. Yeah, that would be, I was like, would I tell my parents? Like, would I tell family members? I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anybody to know.
And then Sierra, for some reason, called Jesse a trash bag because he's hooking up with other girls.
I'm single. Who the fuck cares?
Right. And he goes, I feel bad for him. He's like, you're my friend. Like,
yeah, why would you call? And then we see that lovely conversation between him and West and going in for his 5-year checkup for cancer. And that's a big deal. And then Sierra saying that. I know. I thought that was kind of mean. It's like, well, you're just a trash bag.
I don't know how nice Sierra is in real life. Because she seems like she'd have a hard shell.
I think sometimes she thinks she's being funny and dry and maybe it's taken wrong. Because I thought maybe her saying that would be funny, but it didn't.
No, it wasn't funny.
It didn't land.
It was funny, though, on Watch What Happens Live because Andy brought up multiple times. So what are you the CEO, owner and CEO of?
He did?
Yeah.
And?
She's like, well... I have this app. It's called blah, blah, blah. And that's what I'm the owner and
so
CEO.
Is it live?
Well, she's not promoting it on the show, so I have no idea.
Oh.
But he mentioned it more than once.
I may have to go back. Did you like her hair with her bangs?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I kind of thought it was cute.
The bangs? No. Yeah. She looked like a little girl. Not a fan of the bang.
All right, I won't get them.
You're joking, right?
I play with, you know, when you need a change.
A long bang, but those were short, like above the eyebrow bangs.
Well, I don't, long bangs are not bangs.
No.
They're like, bangs to me are above the eyebrow.
No. Didn't love it.
Is that it for this evening?
I know, it was a short.
No, it wasn't actually.
No. We were talking longer than we expected.
I may get those beginning stories after all.
Well, we have New Jersey on
next week.
Sunday.
The GOAT. Are we going to watch The GOAT?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I have to because I want to see Jill Zarin and Reza and see what went down.
Yeah, me too.
What channel is it on? Hulu?
Amazon?
Oh,
Amazon, I think.
Okay.
I don't, Freebie?
Google it. If you want to know, Google it.
We're not the news.
We don't know.
Next week, we will have just one taping because both of us will be gone for Mother's Day. So probably a taping on Wednesday.
Have a good weekend.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is.